It's been nearly a month since wildfires ravaged hundreds of thousands of acres in Southern California. San Diego County was hit hardest. Flames driven by high winds destroyed more than 2,000 homes and killed 13 people. For many residents, the process of rebuilding their homes and lives has begun. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco revisited the area and found two families who face very different circumstances.
Until the so-called Cedar Fire interrupted their lives, the Alatorre family lived in a two-story, four-bedroom house on a quiet cul-de-sac in Scripps Ranch. Of the 30 houses on Pinecastle Street, the fire spared only one. What was once a neighborhood of matching ranch-style tract homes is now charred land with huge piles of debris. Weeks after the fire, demolition crews continue to clear ashes, cement walls, and chimneys from plots of land. They've been so busy that backhoes aren't yet scheduled to reach the Alatorre property, so Shannon and Jose Alatorre have been searching through the rubble for anything remaining of their possessions, finding only a few blackened porcelain fragments.
Yeah, so here was a box of Christmas ornaments, although that's our wedding china right there. Pretty sad, just incredibly sad.
The Alatorres and their three teenage children, Tanya, Marcos, and Max, had only 20 minutes to gather their belongings after the wall of 20-foot-tall flames began whipping through the canyons toward their home. An hour after arriving at a friend's house, someone called to say they saw the house explode. Immediately, Shannon began scouring the classified ads for a rental house. The vacancy rate in Scripps Ranch was very low even before the fire, but they were smart to call right away before the landlords were inundated with desperate calls. Shannon says they were lucky.
You know, we're just so blessed that she's told us that we had the house. And I think it was the first time that I cried. I was just so relieved and still in shock. And to know at least you had some place to live.
Financially, the family is doing okay, since Jose earns more than $100,000 a year as the quality control director for a cell phone company. He still has to pay the monthly mortgage payment for the house that burned down, but insurance is covering their rent. And FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, is paying their living expenses. Luckily, too, the Alatorres had up-to-date insurance coverage on their $465,000 home. Their policy was better than some of their neighbors, but Jose says that still might not be enough.
We have a policy cap, and that's all they will pay. Ours is $333,000. So, you know, our challenge is to build a similar home with that amount, but of course, if we can build a similar home, we'll have to build whatever we can with that money.
Did you guys lose your home?
Yes.
Contents?
Yes.
You have insurance?
Mm-hmm.
There have been dozens of homeowners' meetings at Scripps Ranch discussing ways to help rebuild the 350 homes destroyed by the fire. The Alatorres are now teaming up with their neighbors in the Whispering Ridge Home Association to rebuild their tract homes. The building consulting firm is working pro bono, and attorneys have given them free legal advice. Meanwhile, the family is settling into their new temporary home. Marcos and Max say it's strange but nice to have a new television set with TiVo and a house chock full of donated or loaned furniture. But the fire disrupted Tanya's senior year in high school. She wasn't able to save her computer hard drive, so she's had to rewrite her college essay. It now reflects how the fire changed her.
Kind of just like in a way, I just feel older. I feel like so much older than I did a month ago. I feel like I've like gone through a pretty hard experience, and it's kind of just, you know, open my eyes to what the real world's like. I'm not in that sheltered world anymore. Bad stuff actually does happen now.
About 30 miles northeast of Scripps Ranch is the Rincon Indian Reservation, the site of a lucrative Indian gaming casino. With dozens of other low-income migrant families, Enriqueta and Jose Bayan rented land in this rural valley from the Rincon tribe. The wildfire completely destroyed 32 homes in Rincon, including the Bayan's mobile home. They had no insurance.
Ay, mis cucharas. Mira mi nacimiento.
With their two daughters, they kick around the debris of what was once their small trailer, alternating between Spanish and English. Without enough money for a professional debris removal crew, they've been clearing out the wreckage themselves.
We are the demolition crew.
Demolition crew.
You can do a lot of things when everybody's together.
With absolutely no warning, the Bayans had woken up to a tremendous ring of fire surrounding their trailer encampment. They had to run for their lives, leaving behind their pets and everything they owned, which wasn't much to begin with. Jose's soccer trophies and the 22 Precious Moments ceramic figurines collected by 16-year-old daughter Leslie. They returned to find that their two dogs and one of their cats had miraculously survived the firestorm.
You can see he's still in shock, you know, the cat. See, he's still scared, you know.
A local church and the Migrant Education Project helped them out with clothes, blankets, and food. After sleeping on cots at a nearby Red Cross emergency shelter for the first week, they moved in with Enriqueta's sister Mariana and her family on a horse ranch. The Bayans, Enrique, Jose, San Ignacio, and daughters Leslie and Selena, now sleep on the floor of the two-room house with Mariana's family. There's 11 of them living together. Enriqueta says the family has faced bigger challenges before, such as crossing the border illegally from Mexico.
And that's what I say. We don't feel really sad because when we came the first time in this country, we don't have anything. Not even a blanket. Now we have a lot of good friends, especially I think it's the best we can have.
As a legal U.S. resident, Enriqueta now works part-time in the kitchen of a local casino. Jose earns about $25,000 a year helping to grow exotic orchids at a garden nursery. Their salaries make it hard to recover from their losses, especially since the fire wiped out their immigration documents. FEMA cut them a $25,000 check for temporary living expenses, but they're still waiting to get approved for a loan from the Small Business Administration. That way, they can buy a new trailer that could cost as much as $50,000.
So if they give me the loan, it's gonna be good. So I pray every night, come on, God.
We don't want any fancy trailer. We want something like we have before.
Not too big.
8-year-old Selena says she feels grateful for what she does have. She received a letter and a Barbie doll from a boy she's never met in Arizona.
He said, "Dear girl, I'm sorry that your house got burned. I hope you can live in your brand new house. And I sent this Barbie to you." And the other page said, "I don't play with Barbies. Love, Ben."
After learning about the Bayan family, Shannon Alatorre of Scripps Ranch now plans to get in touch with them in time for the holidays to let them know about the free mountain bikes, clothes, and furniture that are being given to fire victims. Despite their different economic situation, she says there's now something the two Latino families share, having survived the wildfires of 2003. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.